Graceful viewers, hello and welcome to Golden Age Technology on Supreme Master Television. Today's program features the award-winning One Beep team, a group of four talented college students from the University of Auckland in New Zealand.
Hi, my name is Vinny Jeet. I'm the team leader of One Beep. I'm 21 years old in my final year at the University of Auckland. I'm studying Computer Systems Engineering.
Hi, my name is Chen Yu. I'm 21 years old. I'm studying Computer Systems Engineering at the University of Auckland.
Hi, my name is Kyle Lacardia. I'm a fourth-year Electrical and Computer Systems Engineer from the University of Auckland, and I'm 21 years old.
Our final team member's name is Steve Ward. He's 22 years old. He's studying Electrical and Computer Systems Engineering.
OneBeep was awarded third place in the software design category earlier this year at the finals of the 2010 Microsoft Imagine Cup, considered the world's premier student technology competition, with over 300,000 bright young scholars from more than 100 countries participating. Team OneBeep received first prize in the Imagine Cup New Zealand regional competition, which earned them the opportunity to go to Warsaw, Poland for the final round. OneBeep's recognition is highly deserved, as they have created a program that may help millions of young lives in developing countries receive a better education. The intelligent engineering students have developed a method of transmitting educational resources to laptop computers in remote locations that lack internet access. With OneBeep software, potentially huge numbers of students in such areas around the world may soon be able to receive a steady stream of valuable tutorials and learning materials to help expand their horizons. Supreme Master Television's New Zealand correspondent recently met with the team and discussed their OneBeep technology, as well as their hopes for bringing their beneficial solution to underprivileged students. Let's now hear from the members what inspired them to pursue the OneBeep project.
How did you decide to work on the specific technology?
We've been looking at the United Nations Millennium Goals, and we found education was one of the biggest problems in the world. And education is the foundation to all other problems, so we try to tackle that specific problem.
So food, water, shelter, these are things that you need to look at. But while you're doing that, education has to be taken care of at the same time.
Many rural communities in developing countries have received free laptop computers through the non-profit One Laptop Per Child, or OLPC, program and similar projects that seek to enhance learning opportunities for disadvantaged children globally. The OneBeep team decided they could make a difference by supporting these wonderful endeavors.
We found the One Laptop Per Child, OLPC, and the Intel's Classmate PC program. These are cheap education devices for use in the developing nations. They have deployed combined of about 2.6 million laptops and plans to deploy 30 million more laptops in the next 5 years. But the problem with these laptops is, once they get deployed, majority of them are in regions where there is no internet connectivity. So these children are digitally disconnected. And that's where our project comes in.
So we try to connect these laptops to the outside world. And we started from hardware, but we found that even if the hardware costs only like $5, it's going to be huge for them. So we have decided to develop software, which doesn't cost anything.
The engineers will now explain how their promising initiative takes advantage of a technology that has been around for decades, AM/FM radio.
We developed a software that converts digital data into sound and back into the digital data again. So what we do is, like, if you just put a file in computer, mm-hmm. and using our software, you can just convert that into sound file, and that can be played over the radio network, like AM or FM, any radio network. Once these laptops receive the sound file, then they can use our software to convert the sound file into the digital data again. So it is more like wireless internet. It's like one-way internet.
So all that you need at the receiving end is any old radio and this 10-cent cable. So what you need to do is you plug it into the radio, headphone jack, and the computer's microphone jack, and that's it. You're ready to receive a book, tutorial, papers, anything that you want. Any digital file can be received from just a simple radio.
OneBeep has developed a complete package with a platform for both uploading and downloading files. The system is simple and easy to use and can be accessed by anyone, allowing both governmental and non-governmental organizations to easily distribute learning materials.
Our software has two ends. One is the transmission end, one is the receiving end. So transmission end software can be given to teachers, education department of a government, it can be given to NGOs, and they can create health tutorials, math tutorials, any native language educational content tutorials, and using our software they can convert it into sound. So the document goes into the software and it breaks it down and converts it into sound. Mm-hmm. That sound is then given to the radio broadcaster. So on a CD or USB, all they need is just pass on the sound to them. They'll play the sound just as they play a music file. You tune into that specific station. Mm-hmm. Where you listen to the sound coming in, connect it to the laptop, and the laptop receives the sound, it stores it. After the transmission of the sound file is finished, and our software starts up, and it converts the sound back to the original document. And you have the original document. Without the need of internet.
With noble intentions of helping the world, OneBeep has decided to make their software available to anyone, free of charge, including all interested governments.
Radio is everywhere, because even in developing nations, people depend on radio for their news, for their daily information. Radio is a part of their life. And once we incorporate that into education, as David Leeming, the technical advisor to the Ministry of Education in Solomon Islands, pointed out, if we have the capability to send information to the OLPC laptops using such a simple technology as radio, it's just going to be a miracle.
Currently, the regions where these laptops have been deployed, there is no connectivity to the outside world. So the only mode of receiving anything basically is radio. And that was the main reason why we chose radio. Because it's free, it's highly available, and it's very robust as well. So all you need is just one of these radios, and the laptops can receive the information. So using our software, now they can get a book per day, book of education material, or health information, farming practices. This could make a big difference to their lives, because currently there is no way for them to get this information. This information that we're providing, because these laptops are given to kids and they're allowed to take it home, this can affect the community as a whole, because this information can get passed around pretty quickly, actually. So that is how we think that it will make a big difference.
Another promising area for OneBeep is adding a website to its system where anyone can upload educational resources, essentially creating an online library.
One of the end is a website. So suppose you are in a developed country and you want to help the kids in the developing nations. So you can create a tutorial, maybe a math tutorial, an English tutorial, a science tutorial, and you can, as a document, just type it information out, make it interactive and kids to learn. So what you do with that document is upload it to the website. And the website has a list of all the tutorials available. And for example, I'm a government minister, and I do not have the resources or the teachers available to create a tutorial. So I can go to the website and download a tutorial and send it to my nearest broadcasting station to send it out. So I don't need teachers to create tutorials. I can download them from the website and send it throughout my country.
OneBeep's success at the prestigious Imagine Cup has ensured interest from nations that may benefit from this promising technology, and the team hopes to soon begin pilot programs for further testing.
Currently, we have got an offer from Solomon Isles to actually trial the software over there, and they have about 5,000 of these OLPCs. Also with Rwanda, they also have around almost 2,000 of these OLPC laptops, and they have asked us to do a pilot program there.
And Vanuatu.
And Vanuatu as well. Mm. So we're pretty keen to get onto that.
Vinny Jeet offered some advice to other students who seek to be the next creators of technology like OneBeep's that can help change the world.
Well, if there's one thing that we can tell fellow students who want to take part in such a competition is, just get out there and do it. You have to do something that's more than the calling of your education. You know, everybody goes to classes, everybody does exams. But people who go out of their way to develop something, to do something creative, to make a change, brings you a personal satisfaction. You know, you feel like you've done something. And that is a very big thing, to actually take the initiative and do something.
Bravo and congratulations, Vinny Jeet, Chanyeol Liu, Kayo Lakadia, and Steve Ward, for creating such a noble and beneficial technology that will surely help improve countless lives. We wish OneBeep all the success it deserves and look forward to the day when students throughout the developing world can use such a splendid innovation to receive a more complete education and thus create a brighter future for themselves. For more details on OneBeep, please visit www.imaginecup.com/about/2010-winners. Thank you, benevolent viewers, for your company today on Golden Age Technology. Coming up next is Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living, after noteworthy news. May we soon see peace and harmony prevail in every nation across the world.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/GAT.